Welcome to the Regulating AI Podcast. We are live from the AI4 conference in Las Vegas. It's an incredible conference. We have an incredible guest with us, Andrew Ruskin, Chief Data Officer of MasterCard. Never leave home without it. So Andrew, welcome to the podcast. Tell our audience, we have a global audience, Andrew, what is firstly your role in MasterCard and what is MasterCard doing in AI and data and how important is that for MasterCard?
Sure. So I'm the Chief Data Officer, as Sanjay said. So my responsibilities include data governance, data management, data strategy, data quality, data sourcing, all things data, but the intersection with AI is that my data strategy team has been transformed into a data and AI strategy team in order to help us develop AI products. Which leads to the next piece that you were saying. I forgot to mention, I also have AI governance. So as a result, I am sitting there at the intersection of data and AI. How are we making data available for AI, but how are we using AI in products? So for the most part, we've historically used our data for 20 years to personalize things, to create business intelligence, and to fight fraud. We always believe that our network should be safe and secure. So when you leave home, you should be safe and secure at all times. And so as such, we have been using AI for the past 20 years. So now with the initiation, the expansion of AI to new forms, whether it's identity graphs or Gen AI, the hot topic du jour, and now into agentic commerce that's leveraging AI, it's been an explosion and sort of a self-fulfillment kind of piece of the acknowledgement of the importance of data and the importance to MasterCard of here are the things that we need to be doing with AI. So it aligns to what I was saying before, is we need to make sure the system is safe and secure. That is job one. As we're introducing things like agentic commerce, how do we know it's a valid agent? How do I know it's a trustworthy agent? How do I know that's what you really bought? So the safety and security piece for AI will be mission critical there. With regard to actually enabling that transaction, well, that transaction's running on an agent. So we need to figure out how we're going to enable that. Business intelligence, that which you used to be able to do as a bank and read your transaction data, you want to be able to understand ever more about it in real time. And you want to be able to query it in plain language instead of needing to go off to somebody who's going to do SQL code for you to get the insight. So that's another important piece for that. And lastly, we have personalization. So we have teams that do personalization today, whether it's in loyalty services or marketing services, and we now can get to Gen AI and new AI will enable that much more. So it'll personalize it to the message, doesn't just say, hi, Sanjay, but it actually has learned from your prior interactions to say, here are relevant things that you might want to consider, here are some trips you might want to take, or actually, here's some ways to actually use all of those points you've been saving up for that next trip.
Wow, that's a handful. Opens it up to like a zillion questions, but we don't have time, but I wanted to talk to you about two or three quick things. One is you touched on the topic du jour, which is agentic AI. Is MasterCard using agentic AI internally, externally? And you touched on something because I was talking to the chief security officer, chief AI officer of a couple of security firms, and they were talking about there could be some security challenges in there. So how is MasterCard using agentic AI right now?
So internally, we're using agentic AI for customer support, customer service, for internal efficiency purposes, I would say all that. External to MasterCard, a lot of enablement of others to how to leverage agentic AI. So I think that goes to a little bit where you're going with, and I wouldn't label as necessarily a security factor, but a trust factor. Everything we do, our brand stands for trust.
Yes.
So we want to make sure we keep that trust, build that trust. So anything we were to deploy externally, we're deploying Gen AI externally, but getting to that actual action and the agent, okay, that may take us a little time to build up the trust. Because I think on agents, there is that building of trust peaks. So on agentic commerce, taking the example, is those aren't our agents being deployed, but right now we're saying you're going to have to follow standards that we set to ensure safety and security. We're already taking the actual account number out of the ecosystem and getting a hash and a token in place so that you have a much more secure transaction that doesn't allow for losing a card, which would be much worse. And so as we're looking at that piece of agentic, that safety and security piece is important for that. But I would say more holistically, it is the agent working correctly? Is it accurate? Is it doing what you asked it to do? Which is a broader mindset than just safety and security.
Yeah, and I think lots of sub-questions in there. But coming to this conference, you were moderating and hosting a panel on responsible AI. And, you know, data is a very, very critical aspect for it, especially, you know, fintech or financial services company like yours. A lot of your peers are watching it. What are basic frameworks that you use internally from a responsible AI and also making sure the data that, as you said, your brand is important, making sure there are no biases, none of those things happen. What kind of steps and processes does MasterCard go through?
I would say, you know, there are frameworks like a NIST risk management framework. But I would say take a step back and what are your corporate values? How are you going to use AI and build out your principles? Because that's where we started about 6-7 years ago, to build out a set of principles. And then we said, how are we operationalizing these principles? And so that's where my AI governance comes in, my data governance comes in. But I now know what my North Star is, and everything I keep building is to build to that North Star, to maintain that North Star, to live true to my corporate values, my personal values. It's something our own employees can rally behind, but it's also our customers can rally behind, and it builds confidence in an ecosystem that builds that trust to start from that principle-based approach before you actually get to what's my risk measurement system. Because your risk will vary upon what your principles are. Like for some people, the risk might just be about brand. For others, it might be risk of loss of data. And so that has to filter through, get your principles right, and then filter it through into your governance processes.
Yeah. Final question for you. MasterCard operates globally. Different geographies, different governance structures, languages, etc. How do you do that? This is again for your peers who are operating in a complex governance, data, you know, data sovereignty kind of an environment.
Well, I would say data sovereignty would take way more than this podcast would allow, but and we can have that conversation over cocktails. But I would say from our perspective, we tend to say, what is the highest level of protection or highest level and strictest regulation? And how do we meet that stricter regulation? And then if we need to dial things back in other countries to simplify things, we will. And I would say it is not exactly clear even at the moment what is the highest level of regulation in AI, because yes, you have the EU AI Act, but it only applies to high-risk systems. And so if I have other places where it applies to broader systems, maybe it is stricter and stronger in other jurisdictions than just the EU. So I think you have to be a little bit mindful of how you're defining what the highest level is, but you should probably always start from that highest level of regulation and then drop it down from there as you need to in other jurisdictions.
So start at the highest and then rest is all relatively easy is what you're saying.
Correct.
Andrew, thank you so much. I know there, like I said, I've got a zillion questions, but you got things to do. But thank you for being with us at the AI4 conference, and thank you for being with us at the Regulating AI podcast. Such a pleasure.
No, thank you for having me.